Hello there, Audioboo. Dean Reed here. What you just heard was some sample audio from the little horse ride we did this morning. It turned out to be around about 3 hours that we were out for. We got to the stables that are just on the side of the Haggerston Castle campsite. They're not affiliated, but all three of us went out today and set off around about 10:30. We headed towards the coast on the horses. In the group, there was around about 10 horses with three instructors. And it was quite good, actually. I really enjoyed it. We headed out off the campsite over some fields, and we had to cross the railway line. But it's one of those crossings where you have to phone if you're in any large vehicles or with any horses or animals, sorry. So we ended up waiting for four trains to pass, which took around about 15 to 20 minutes. But then we headed out over the dunes onto the beach, and it was absolutely stunning. This is only the second time that I've ever ridden a horse. My first time was in the Troodos Mountains in Cyprus, and then on a totally separate holiday we went with my daughter to a little riding school in Cyprus near Paphos and went out towards the beach then. But we didn't actually get to ride on the beach, whereas we did today. And the tide was all the way out, so we went across the muddy bits of sand and then all the way out to the right to the coastline, to the low tide mark. And it was, I'm lost for words actually, I'm just trying to think as I say now. It was earlier on this morning that we did it, and it was totally stunning. The weather was fantastic, perfectly sunny with a little bit of cloud around. So it meant that there was the odd little bit of, apologise for that car there, the odd little bit of rain every now and then. But it couldn't have been better, to be honest. The cloud added for the drama when taking photos, so it was stunning. So yeah, we're out for around about 3 hours. Most of the time we were just walking along with the horses, and we did trot for a while, which hurt me a little bit. Obviously I'm a novice, so I wasn't really sure how to act when the horse came to a trot. So yeah, you can guess what part of the body at the minute is hurting on me. But actually, my knee was locked in position, so for around about 3 hours, my knee was just up. Maybe I should have had the stirrups a little bit lower. I'm not quite sure. So when I jumped off the horse, my knee had been like stationary for a while, so I kind of like had forgotten how to walk a little bit. And as I say this now, a group of horses are just walking towards me now. Around about six, they look like ponies. And I can see one of the girls that was with us earlier on, one of the instructors. But I really did enjoy it. It was £50 each, so it was £150 in all, but we're out for 3 hours. And we got to ride out on the beach. And it was the idyllic, walking through the waves. So it was really nice. But I'd definitely do it again, that's for sure. I really would. And I really can't fault them, the company that does the horse tracks from here. I'm not that clued up when it comes to the equestrian side of life, but I really did enjoy that, and I would quite like to do it again. If only horse riding was a wee bit cheaper. I keep telling my daughter that. Okay, people. Bye for now.